listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hey, looking at our schedule for ABQ Connect, you know, that roundhouse session thing that was going on and laws being passed and not making it and different things. We're going to take a close look with New Mexico Family Action Movement, God willing, tomorrow, Jody Hendrickson studio. Later in the week, we hope to have CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque doing, of course, great work in our community. If you have an event that's coming up and you want to reach the KLYT listener, we would encourage you to take the time to drop us a line. You can just go to our website at klyt.fm. If you haven't been there, there's a lot of great resources there, including upcoming events, organizations in the community you may have heard of on this show, or maybe not, but resources for you on that organizations page. We feature different ministries each month. You'll find that on the homepage. And when you scroll down on the homepage and find events, before you actually go to the events page, there's a place for you to click and leave content about your event so we can make announcements about it. One of those events coming up is this school open house at Christ Lutheran. That's Candelaria in Pennsylvania. That'll be March 7th, a week from this Saturday at 9 a.m. But an opportunity to connect with the staff, enjoy some light refreshments, determine whether Christ Lutheran might be right for your family in way of education for the kiddos. The website is clsabq.com. That's clsabq.com. Open house Saturday, March 7th at 9 a.m. And one other event I really want to make sure folks are getting out to. Jewish Community Center on Wyoming is hosting Corey Remembers, the true story of Corey Ten Boom. This is Sunday, March 8th. So a week from this Sunday at 2 p.m. A perfect opportunity after church and maybe after lunch to get out for a one-woman show dramatization featuring Susie Sondogger in tribute of the legendary Dutch Christian Holocaust rescuer and survivor, the late Corrie ten Boom. She left a very special legacy born out of her experience in the Dutch resistance and her nightmare at Ravensbrück concentration camp. If you've never seen Susie do this, or if you have, bring someone with you to see Corey Remembers, True Story of Corey Ten Boom, Jewish Community Center, Sunday, March 8th. Details at jccabq.org. All right, now here's lots of websites. Sheology.com, that's the one you want to go to find out about the upcoming study that's getting underway next Tuesday. We're going to touch on that, but before we do, ladies, welcome into ABQ Connect.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Chloe and Madison are here to keep me in line. and now, for those not familiar with Sheology, actually, you know, guys, if you're tuning out, don't, because you're going to get some information your wife's going to want to know about. At least Sheology.com, you need to make sure to bring that with you. But for those not familiar with Sheology, fill in the KLYT listener, Madison.
Yeah, so Sheology is a women's ministry. We are founded by Lenya Heitzik, and we are passionately pursuing the gospel. We have 4 5-week Bible studies per year where we go in-depth into biblical teaching with Lenya and Janae Heitzik. Mm-hmm. And we're just women who love Jesus, pursue him greatly, and want to hang out with like-minded women. Yeah, so we hang out on Tuesdays.
I think, you know, on ladies may hear this or mm-hmm. their husbands. And now we broadcast in the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque on Osuna. And they may hear it and think, well, that's Calvary's women's ministry.
No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good on that, Madison. Yeah. You jumped right on that.
Citywide Bible study.
Yeah.
We don't care which church you come from.
Yeah.
We want you at Sheology. If you are a woman, we want you and your children there.
Or if you're currently at a church or not.
Right.
Ladies, you are, and if you're a lady.
And
you want to mm-hmm. be part of the Bible study that's going on, you are invited for next Tuesday night. It starts at 6:30, but get out as early as 5:30 for the is there still DYI stuff
going on? Yeah, Chloe.
There is DIY. So ladies can come to SOPO. We'll have the coffee shop opened, get some drinks, and then we have DIY. So hands-on crafting.
What did I say? DIY.
Do it yourself.
Yeah. Any sneak preview of what the DIY is?
Yes. So ladies can come. Each week we'll have something different. So we'll be starting off with origami.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You know what? Let me say this. Tayshawn, our engineer today, he's an origami nut. Did you know that?
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Tayshawn can invite a friend to learn origami.
Yeah.
But the friend has to be a girl.
Yeah. Right. Right. So he'll have to show you some of his work.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. He scares people with little spiders and stuff. But anyway, ladies, origami. Yeah, very good. Any spiritual lesson in that?
We actually have origami as some of the stage decor.
Uh-huh.
So ladies will get to see that in the hub when it'll be decorated. And our lesson is through Ever Spoken. So the language of scripture.
Okay.
We're tying it all back in, kind of the doves on peace, shalom, so that's what this Bible study is tied into, is we're going back to the root of scripture, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek. And so each week will be a different Hebrew word that will be explained in depth of that. Yeah. So we're excited.
Yeah.
We're going to
have lots of Hebrew verbiage dictionaries as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the ladies can learn as much Hebrew as their heart desires, because it's such a beautiful language.
Have the two of you learned any?
Only what Lenya's teaching on so far.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. But if someone wants to find out more about the study, sheology.com, but there's much more you'll find there. Still some content archived on the website?
Yes. Sheology.com/teachings. We have teaching archives all the way backdated from 2019 and beyond.
Okay. Now that's of the from the Bible study.
From Bible studies by Sheology.
Okay, and this next one, as you mentioned, is Ever Spoken, the language of Scripture. And as you said, returning to the original language God used to speak to his people.
Right.
Pretty exciting.
Very intimate.
Yeah. Any other things are going to come up during the study that... other than the DIY in the beginning, there's the worship, there's the teaching, the breakouts.
Breakthrough groups. Yep. We got breakthrough groups weeks 1 through 4. So we'll have a time for ladies to come together, dive deeper in depth of to what the Hebrew words were on. And then week 5, we'll be doing an extended time of worship and prayer and just reflecting on what we all learned from this study.
Yeah. Right. And ladies, we want you here.
Yeah.
This is really the place to be. If you have kids, don't let your kids hold you back. We have a family room designated for mamas with kiddos.
Okay.
So that way your kids can enjoy the teaching together along with toys, and you can enjoy the teaching alongside other moms, aunties, guardians, anything in between with amongst other women.
Child care fills up fast. Is it full?
It's already full, okay. But we have that family room.
Yeah, there's the family room. And ladies, if you're here, you can get your name on the list for
a wait list.
For not only this study, but the following studies.
Yes.
To be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Or prayerfully consider how you might find someone to hang out with the kids while you come and hang out with the ladies. Yeah. I want to give you also, ladies, an opportunity to speak directly to that woman who's listening. And it's like, this isn't for me. And I have a feeling often the enemy will whisper into the ear of all of us, whether it's going to church, going to the women going to the Bible study. Encourage that woman who's intimidated by crowds or my house is a mess. I'm not one of those ladies that would go to Sheology. Listen, and correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, they're going to show up and find out there's a bunch of them there.
There is a bunch of them. And God didn't create us to be alone.
Yeah.
He created us to be amongst other women in fellowship, to be encouraged by one another. So ladies, come to be encouraged. I want to speak to that one right now and say you are so deeply valued. You are so deeply wanted, and you are so deeply prayed for. So don't be afraid.
All right. Hey, with a minute or so we got left, I want to make sure we mention the spring gathering coming up. Spring gathering 26, Rise Up.
Yes.
It's going to be at Calvary Church Osuna. April 28th. Any teasing about the content there?
Yeah, so we're going to have guest artist Sarah Reeves worshiping with us.
Yeah.
Tickets are $20 on Shiology.com. Along with that $20, you also get a workshop that encourages every single woman in attendance to rise up in an area of her life.
All right. Guys, if you're taking notes, this is a ladies' event. I know you just heard Sarah Reeves.
Yep.
And not only that, but to be able to hear from Lenya.
Right.
Who's going to equip the ladies and really just bless them. Shiology.com to find out about the Spring Gathering 26. That is April 28th. Save the date. That's a Tuesday at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And then, of course, next week, Ever Spoken, that study gets underway, The Language of Scripture. Shiology ladies, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed. And we will keep the ladies in prayer. Hope it's a great study.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT. You found the light. 88.3 FM, KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho.